incurious, when schools stand in the way of education. The picture that is brighter than what I paint in here is for you to create. It is in the hands of your generation. But you must reject mediocrity and half measures. Do not pretend to learn. Demand self-directed and self-paced education that won't waste a moment of your time. Politicians never cared for school. They don't know what education really is. And in as far as they think about it, they want you to be a simple-minded voter. Principals know that schools can cause harm. That is why they push the so-called gifted kids out as fast as they can. Teachers know that their classrooms are ineffective, largely pointless. Many will in fact just trick you into memorization so that you can graduate and get out of their way. Your parents know that schools are not going to teach you anything of any value, but they view them as extremely convenient babysitters that will give you some social skills. When cornered for answers, people will only reply with a question, "How were we supposed to know?" And no one will bear the responsibility for all the harm that has been caused by bullies, by high school drugs and alcohol, or being held back. When a teacher sees that you are making progress and pats you on your head, they don't see a promising young student, not really. They only see one problem less. When they are close to retirement, they will see an apt pupil as their redemption, maybe. A hope for forgiveness for betraying everyone else. But that is just their madness. It is them unraveling from regret and blindness. Yes, this is a very sad picture that is very well hidden by simply never asking if standardized education is actually good for you. Sometimes some may ask you to put in more effort, but it will only be effort towards memorization and better grades. And memorization is not education, and grades are fake. To fight grade inflation, another consequence of fake education. All that can be found down this path is stress, overwork, poverty, and the world sinking deeper into its dark ages. The bright picture that the occasional teacher may try to paint for you is just a house of cards full of straw men. Unless they are handing out narrated books and getting themselves fired by helping you find peace, serenity, and genius and beautiful adventures, by trying to reignite your once brilliant constellation of curiosities and helping you learn at your own pace in the sequence that fits your mind, your teachers are simply selling you out for paychecks. And what you will learn will be little, and no, it will never come together to form something that you will end up using in life. It will never become something greater than just a bunch of noise. Leave them to the misery that they are creating for themselves. There is nothing more important than your education. A real, precious, integrated, contradiction-free body of knowledge that before you know it will begin coalescing into wisdom and pushing and pulling you towards some beautiful greatness. all your decision-making is hinged on what you know. And no one will disagree with you if you begin seeing ineffective education as a downright attack on your mind. We don't really know how or why schools have failed. We're not even sure if they ever worked. But it won't be just one single problem, a switch that you can flip. It will be a systemic failure across 100 years. Perhaps a combination of greed, corruption, arrogance, ignorance, hate, control, and that most vicious force of all, the plain old stupidity. Please, do not waste your brilliance on attempting to repair what may never work. Schools have to be replaced with individualized instruction with the aid of computers. Your noblest curiosities must be preserved and developed into beautiful things unharmed. We've done nothing for you. And the best, seriously, the best we could ever hope for in a world locked by liars was only the bare minimum. You deserve to learn your lessons the way that programmers learn, where each new finding makes all your other lessons more valuable, more integrated, more powerful, where you are actually gaining new powers. With every lesson, your entire generation deserves the protection that universal income affords. You should grow up free from the threat of homelessness and hunger, or worse. Alas, as it goes, in the absence of teachers, you must become a teacher. It's your turn. Begin an independent educational effort, a lifelong commitment towards self-education. Pleasantly meandering through all the world's most precious and beautiful narrated books, take to adventure. And please understand that a human must grow all the way up, all the way until they become great. Help others find their way. And finally, build the schools that you wish you had.